Now, it's Dementia Action Week, and we're joined on the phone by Dr. Miller to find out more about the progress in fighting this disease. So could I just ask you to introduce yourself to the listeners, first of all?
Yes, of course, delighted, Phil. Thank you for having me. My name's Dr. Sonia Miller. I'm the medical director for Taurex Pharmaceuticals. We're based in Aberdeen in Scotland. And I've been working in neurodegenerative research now since 2018 with Taurex.
Right, so welcome along to the programme. First of all, in a nutshell, can you explain to us what dementia is?
Yeah, it's a rather large nutshell, unfortunately. But yes, of course. Dementia actually refers to a whole slew of symptoms, the commonest being memory loss. And most people tend to use the terms interchangeably, dementia with issues with their memory. And the commonest cause is Alzheimer's disease, and that accounts for about 60 to 70% of all cases. So again, often these terms are used interchangeably, Alzheimer's disease with dementia or Alzheimer's dementia and memory loss. But there are many other causes as well. There's vascular dementia, for example, accounts for about 20%. So people that may have high blood pressure or diabetes. There is Lewy body dementia, Parkinson's, young onset, frontotemporal. And most people would probably be aware of CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy, which is the footballers heading the ball with the repeated concussions and leading to a dementia issue as well. So there's a lot of potential causes. You can have a mixed picture with more than one cause, but the commonest is Alzheimer's disease, and the commonest symptoms that people first notice or the people around them first notice is usually issues with their memory.
Right. And you are working on various aspects of this. What's the significance of the tau protein that you're working with at the moment then?
Mm-hmm. Very important question. So if we go back to Alzheimer's disease, this was first described in 1906 by Alois Alzheimer, looking at the abnormal proteins in brains with people who were exhibiting these symptoms after they had died. And he identified two key pathophysiologies, the amyloid protein and the tau protein. And we know now that the tau protein, it's a very complex protein. It's essential for normal function in the brain, really essential for a lot of functions that keep your brain cells healthy and functioning and talking to one another. So when this goes wrong in Alzheimer's, it's really crucial, and you get a very rapid progression in the severity of your symptoms and your disease. So the tau protein spread actually correlates with severity of disease, which is why it is really, really important as a target in all of the research and development. And that is something that we have focused on in all our clinical trials, specifically in Alzheimer's disease and specifically targeting the tau pathology in Alzheimer's disease.
Right. And are we heading towards a complete cure one day?
That is really the ultimate goal of everyone in medicine, isn't it? And if you look at, say, Alzheimer's Research UK, that is in fact their strapline, towards a cure. And the key there is towards a cure. And all of these are steps on the pathway. And I like to think we're sort of flag bearers in doing this research and in trying to get disease-modifying therapies through the regulatory process and out there to everyone who is in need of a therapy for this disease. So towards a cure is crucial. We're not near a cure at the moment because the nature of dementia and Alzheimer's disease is it's an incredibly complex disease. So if all of us in a room had the diagnosis, we will all be on a different sort of progression of the disease. I couldn't say to each of you in 1 year or 2 years or 5 years, this is where you'll be. It's a complex disease, and some people deteriorate rapidly, some don't. So it's really difficult to sort of deal with for people in that sense that you're not too sure of what your individual trajectory will be.
Right. So what are the short-term things that you're hoping for in the next, say, decade?
I would like to see a lot of medications be proven in the clinical research and approved by the regulators and available for people to use. If you look at other common diseases like hypertension, for example, there's lots of different therapies targeting lots of different parts of the pathway that lead to high blood pressure. And not every drug is suitable for every person because of its side effects, perhaps, or because of use with other medications they may be on or other disease states they might have. So you do need as many potentially safe, effective drug treatments as possible, and especially for dementia, especially for Alzheimer's, which is a huge unmet global, not just UK, but global medical need in terms of finding treatments. And the more treatments you have, that enables us to apply what's called precision medicine, where you can tailor it more to each person rather than as a group. You need to treat people as individuals with their disease states and help them with as many options as possible. So I certainly hope that the research continues. It never stops with just any one drug being approved. You need as many options as possible, and each drug approved is a flag bearer for the next, that you learn from the clinical trials, you learn as people start to utilise the drug therapies, and you develop more and more research based on that.
Right. Well, where do people go for more information, Dr. Miller?
There are plenty of wonderful sources of information in the UK, and we're Scotland-based. So you can go to the big patient advocacy groups such as Alzheimer's Scotland, and in England you have Alzheimer's Research UK and the Alzheimer's Society. You also have, Towerex also has a website which people can look at for more information on the background of our clinical trials and where we are progressing to currently. So there are lots of information sources out there for people to look at. So I think that's probably the first point of contact, because people sometimes are not so comfortable going initially to their GP or to get into the referral process. But once they see this information and once they understand that there are really good support systems and good ways forward and a lot of hope on the horizon in terms of a disease-modifying therapy being available, then I would really recommend they go and look at these websites and get informed and find the support they need.
Thank you very much for joining us today.
Delightful. Thank you for sharing your time with me. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Phil. That was great. And Joel, one of the engineers, will get you a copy this afternoon, if that's okay.
I'm just going to edit it. And,
oh, you've recorded it anyway. Okay, no worries at all. Yeah, we got a backup copy if needed.
Yeah, no, that's right.
Thank you, Phil.
It'll be on drive at 5:30, and it'll be on at the weekend as well.
Oh, outstanding. Quick turnaround. Thank you very much.
Thank you then. Cheers.
Appreciate your time. Cheers, Bye. Phil. Take care. Bye.